Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is time to chat to Professor Barry Shoub. By now you know that Professor Shoub is the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. As always, what an honor it is to have you with us on Chai FM, Professor Shoub.
Thank you. Thanks. Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
So, Prof, today you want to address the issue of the second wave, and we're going to talk about how actually, in fact, the infection rate is definitely reducing.
Yeah, I thought I'd kind of give a bit of good news. Unfortunately, I'm not here tomorrow, so I thought I'd close off the week, my week, with you.
Okay.
Get some good news, and that's the second wave seems to be coming down. You know, we actually really had a very rough second wave. I think I mentioned it before. It's come a lot earlier than we expected. It's certainly been much more extensive than the first wave. Is this due to human behavior? Is it due to the variant? I think that's a matter of discussion. But certainly what we are seeing now is that there are a lot of parameters, when we measure various parameters, which seem to indicate that the wave is starting to come down. The peak really was on the 8th of January. We saw the peak where the, you know, looking at the moving average over 7 days, it peaked at about, well, over the 7 day average peaked at about 19,042. Very high, much higher than the 14,000, which was the highest of the first wave. And then it's been steadily declining over the next 14 days down to about 10,723. And today now we're hovering around 6,000. So it's come down from 19 to 10 to 6,000. That's obviously a very good sign. And you can actually see on the curve that the curve has not only inflexed, it's coming down quite markedly. Then other parameters are similarly following suit. You look at the percentage of tests which are positive. That's a very good indicator. The number of tests that come in, what percentage are positive. The first week of January, it was a very high, 32%. A third of all tests were positive. And that's very high. That's now come down over the last 2 weeks. We're about 20% now. And even though test numbers actually remained high, so it's not that the test numbers have come down, but the percentage positive have come down. And then all of the five provinces, the main five provinces, the Eastern, Western Cape, KZN and Gauteng, they're all kind of showing certainly severe down, I mean, marked significant downturns. And the Eastern Cape, in fact, which was, remember, that was the first province which went up in the second wave, that's really come down to even below the threshold for low transmission, which is 5 cases per 100,000. That's good news from that side. And then also following the other parameters, hospital admissions have come down markedly. The deaths rate, the mortality, that takes a little bit of time, a bit of a lag. It's starting to a little bit maybe come down, but certainly not as much as the other parameters. And it's interesting, if you look at the dates of these declines, it really coincides quite markedly when the restrictions were imposed on the 29th of December.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting that that certainly did have an effect.
So that was going to be my question, Prof. Given that the numbers are reducing, and as one does, one reads the newspapers and sees that, you know, people involved in the alcohol industry are destitute, restaurants are closing, people are complaining about beaches. Do you see any room for a loosening of the restrictions?
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure those restrictions will be starting to be released fairly, fairly soon. Now, these are good signs that the second wave is coming down. And hopefully it'll stay down for a while. I'm just worried about winter, because when winter comes, then when the cold weather comes, the windows get closed, people are indoors. That's the recipe for transmission. And I think we certainly will have a third wave when the weather gets cold, May, June, somewhere around there, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, is absolutely right. Prof, the Times of Israel leading with a story this afternoon saying 3 weeks into lockdown, rampant mutated strains keep infections sky high. And this is from the country that is doing more vaccination than any other country in the world. Isn't there a disjoint happening here?
It's interesting because, you know, I'm getting kind of mixed reports coming out of Israel. I've got some reports, particularly amongst the elderly, that there's been quite a marked decline in new infections, as I say, particularly amongst the elderly. Mm-hmm. But overall as well, nationally, there has been a decline. And then you get the kind of reports that you've just mentioned. and also reports that people that have been vaccinated are still positive for the virus. So it's, I don't know, it's confusing. Difficult to interpret what's really kind of coming out of there. I think, quite honestly, I mean, with that, I think that they're now what, heading to about 40% of the population. That must have an impact. And I think that those populations, like the elderly population or the healthcare workers, there I think there has been quite a marked decline. And those are the populations where the majority have been vaccinated. So I think, you know, all this takes time. And I think also, you know, when we start our rollout, it's not going to switch off the epidemic. This is going to take probably the best part of this year going into next year before we're going to start seeing a decline.
Sobering indeed. Prof, you will be missed tomorrow, but thank you for your input this week. And we'll chat to you on Monday.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Simon. Have a good one.
Cheers, Prof.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.